You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I recently had the amazing opportunity to speak to Olivia Dreams, a contestant on RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under. This interview will start a weekly set of interviews where I'll have a chat with each queen as the show progresses throughout the weeks. I asked Olivia Dreams about her experience on the show, her experiences with the challenges, and what is next for her. So, you are the first drag queen to represent the capital, Te Whanganui a Tara. How does this feel?
It honestly feels so surreal. I am never in my wildest dreams, excuse the pun, would have expected to be the first Wellington queen to represent us on the main stage of Drag Race Down Under.
Referring specifically to the maxi challenge theme of Olivia Newton-John's role in Grease, what was your experience working with this theme?
I really liked it. I really, really liked it. I grew up on Grease and the music of that sort of era, thanks to my mum. Thanks, mum.
Love that.
So when we found out that it was Olivia Newton. John themed or Grease themed maxi challenge, I was absolutely ecstatic. I really, really loved it. Excited to go into it.
Was it like a bit of a surprise or?
Yeah, it was absolutely a surprise. Like, you never know what they're going to throw at you.
Right.
So when we figured it out, or when they told us, we're like, oh my God, yeah, this is so much fun. Because, there's been a few past seasons where the girl group challenges have been a little bit awkward. BMX Bandits last season, not going to name names, but we were really, really excited to be able to play with this theme.
And were all the queens, would you say, equally as excited to play with this theme as well?
Yeah, definitely. There was a buzz around the workroom when it was announced. So we were all really pumped and excited to go into it, especially being a girl group challenge. I think it was a really good chance for all of us to get to know each other a little bit better, get to know where our strengths and our weaknesses lied.
True, because this is one of the first challenges on the season, which is very, very exciting.
Absolutely. I think it was the first sort of, actual maxi challenge. Third one was a ball, if you would stretch and call it that. So this was the first time we were actually doing a challenge.
Fair enough. And speaking of this challenge, what were some of the challenges you faced regarding this theme, would you say?
I think the biggest challenge for me, so group choreo is something that I'm not a stranger to. I do a national touring show and we do a few group numbers as part of that. So I was feeling pretty confident about that aspect. But I think the biggest challenge or hurdle for me was the writing my own verse. It was trying to fit into the Grease theme, that sort of era, that sort of vibe, and trying to stand out from all the other girls. I mean, the group that I was with, I had the Dancing Beavers, Can't Afford, and Max Drag Queen. Then had the absolute chaotic mind that was Lazy Susan, and then obviously had Brenda Breast, who could absolutely, I mean, she was on The Voice Australia, so she was about the house down. So looking around at the stiff competition, essentially, it was sort of like, I need to really push myself, especially being in the bottom the previous week or low last week. Really wanted to push myself, really wanted to get outside my comfort zone and sort of prove to everybody that I still deserve to be there, that I'm pushing myself, that I'm continually trying to up my game.
Yeah, this is quite a daunting challenge to strike you. What sort of word am I looking for? Put you straight into. Very intimidating.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think, like, looking back on it and having had the time to process it and everything, I'm really happy with what I did. I really think that I, there may have been a few hiccups, a few hurdles, a few bumps along the road, but I think the end product that I delivered was absolutely everything that I wanted it to be. I think I had a bit of difference from everybody else, and I actually just really enjoyed myself at the end of it. I remember, doing it on the main stage and just having fun. I was really enjoying myself. I was really happy. I was really proud. So it didn't actually even feel like we were doing a challenge.
This sounds like you're having a bit of fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
But with a bunch of cameras in your face.
Yeah, with the cameras on the stage, yes.
And what about with the runway theme of sheer genius? What was your experience with this?
I'm really happy with what I produce. I think, the inspiration for my outfit was Cher herself. I think she originated the whole Cher look. I didn't want it to be a clear-cut copy of, you know, her outfit, but I wanted it to be inspired by it. So, you know, in looking at everybody else's outfits, I was really confident that, again, I had brought something different. I had brought something unique. I had brought something that I was really happy to wear. And it was a fun runway. It was a really fun runway.
Mm. And would there be anything you would change about the maxi, or you presented for the maxi challenge theme, or the theme of Sheer Genius?
No, I don't think with the maxi challenge, I think I did everything that I wanted to do. I didn't get any bad critiques. I think the only thing that happened was I was just part of a team that was stunning. You know, I was up against really formidable queens. I didn't think I got any bad critiques. I think everybody else just got a little bit more better critiques.
Mm.
With the sheer runway, there'd be a few things that I would change. I think lengthening the dress by about 5 centimetres, wearing white shoes, just a few little cosmetic tweaks. But overall, I was happy with the package that I delivered.
And would you say you would have grown from this experience as a drag queen and a performer as well?
Oh, 100%. I've always had the ethos that, you know, drag's an ever-evolving art form. If you're not continually challenging yourself, growing yourself, then what are you doing? The amount of skills that I've learned, or the amount of things that I've learned over the last, you know, while after filming the show, like, one thing, my makeup has improved drastically. I think being surrounded by 10 other or 9 other queens, you pick up little tips and tricks and things here and there. And I've become a lot more self-confident in myself, really just striving to achieve the next big, greatest thing.
Yeah. And what were your experiences working with these queens?
Oh, they're all a bunch of rotted, horrible... I'm kidding. No, the thing is, they were absolutely... We all became such a close-knit family. And I think that's what really hit me the hardest in going home was... I really enjoyed being around all of them, and I was really sad for the fact that I wasn't able to continue on the journey with them and be around them. They're all lovely, lovely, talented people in their own right, and honestly, I'm just really excited that I got to experience the magic of Drag Race Down Under with all of them. I think this cast is absolutely spectacular. I think this is the refresh and the rebrand that Drag Race Down Under has needed. So I've got nothing but lovely things to say about my season 4 sisters.
Mm, fair enough. That's very, very sweet of you. And what message would you share for the rest of the queens right now, even?
Just keep doing what you're doing. Like, absolutely control your local scene, keep slaying, and just, yeah, like, if you've got haters, screw the haters, because you're there and they're not.
Period. And exactly. And what is next for you?
So... a lot of people like to see Drag Race as their, like, end-all, be-all dream. Pardon the pun.
loving the puns.
Honestly, I'm a punny queen.
You're a very punny queen. And your name works well for puns as well.
It really does, honestly. A little side note, but whenever I'm angry, I like to change my name to Olivia's Mean.
Fair enough.
It's just such a nice name to play with. But going back to the question at hand... which I've completely forgotten. Can you remind me?
What is next for you, Olivia?
What's next for me? Going international, going over and seeing my sisters in Australia, friends over in the US and the UK. So going to go over there and see them and break into the local scene there, do a few performances over there. I think that's what's next for me. But also continuing to champion drag here in Wellington and uplift our new generation of performers.
Yes, definitely. It's very important that we get representation through drag queens from the capital, Te Whanganui o Tara. It's really awesome to see you be on this amazing stage with these other amazing queens representing the awesome, awesome city of Wellington, which I actually have never been to. But
you've never been to Wellington?
I've never been to Wellington. I know. It's so sad.
Well, I've got a spare room for you, so you can come down, you can come to one of my shows, and you can experience the magic of Olivia Dreams in person.
I would absolutely love to do that, and hopefully I don't get on Olivia Mean's side.
Fingers crossed.
That was the Olivia Dreams from RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under. It was such a privilege to be able to speak to her. As you can tell, she's a very lovely person. And looking forward to seeing what she does in the future.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.